The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the gate of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not heed them. I am the gate. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak to you in the name of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Good Shepherd Sunday, a Sunday where we all feel really good because of all the images of us being taken care of by the images of God as a perfect shepherd who protects the flock and leads us to abundant life. What always strikes me when I hear passages like Psalm 23 and John chapter 10 is how close, how intimate the relationship is between the shepherd and the sheep. Think of a flock of sheep in a pen all baaing and mixing around and making a lot of noise. Well, even amid that kind of chaos, the shepherd still knows them by name, and they still hear his voice. I have a similar situation at home. In a moment of, I don't know what, maybe insanity, Jim and I acquired four cats. When I hear a meow, I don't have to be in the same room to know who is talking. Gus is our biggest cat. He's over 15 pounds, and he has the smallest voice. It's like, meep. Jack, slightly less in weight, but is very loud. However, he only talks when he wants you to pet him. Lila, who dare we say might have a strident voice, is particularly talkative when she wants something. And then there's Rosie, who will have little soft kitty conversations with you, but makes the most unusual sound when she's found a toy that she has hunted and she's bringing it to you, and she likes to talk with her mouth full. I love each one of my cats. I know their likes, I know their dislikes. I know what they need and what they want, not always the same thing. I know when to say yes and when to say no. And they know my name, or my voice, sorry. I doubt if they know my name. This is what the Good Shepherd does for his flock. John chapter 10 has two I am statements in it. I am the gate for the sheep, and I am the Good Shepherd. We heard only one of them today. I am the gate. Because the image of Christ as the Good Shepherd is so dominant in church, we often forget about Jesus as the gate. But both images are important. Jesus is more than the Good Shepherd, who is the fulfillment of God's promise to God's people, because he's also the gate for the sheep. Jesus as the gate is the way to life, and he leads the way to life as the Good Shepherd. While closely related, these two are different things. As we see from verse 10, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And later on in chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way of life because he is life itself. Jesus leads the way to life because he lays down his life for the sheep. In verse 11, he indeed says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And in 14:15, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and they know my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. In the freely chosen act of his death, Jesus shows us the way to life as the gate, and offers abundant life by the example of his love, the shepherd. Please notice the inclusive language used in John. Jesus says he lays down his life for the sheep, not his sheep, in verse 15, just as in chapter 6, verse 15, when he speaks of giving his flesh for the life of the world. It is an inclusive, not exclusive gift, just like the famous John 3:16, where he speaks of God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus makes that love fully available by expressing that love in his death. We are the lucky ones. We who can hear his voice and choose to put ourselves in his care. What does it mean to live as Jesus' sheep? He was willing to die for us. What are we willing to do as he calls us by name to follow him? Well, if we want a prescription to follow, all we need to do is turn to our reading in Acts. The early Christians took what Jesus taught to heart and created a community of love that embodied the mutual love between God and Jesus. Some of our baptismal vows are taken from this passage. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. They sold their possessions to ensure that everyone had enough. In our time and in this place, how do we follow the Good Shepherd? We do what has been modeled for us. We devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching, to Bible study. I must thank Thursday's Bible study because they are a fabulous group of people, and we have a wonderful study every Thursday morning. This Thursday I was sick, they studied without me, and they left me notes. So it was a great day. I highly recommend Thursday's Bible study, but they suggested in their notes that we need more times, other times for Bible study here at Christ the King, and I agree. We need to have as many Bible studies as we have people that want them. So if you would like to join a Bible study and you have a particular time that suits you, could you let me know? Also, I am willing to do a half hour Bible study between services if that would interest you. My caveat is that it needs to be a community affair, and I don't want to have to do all the heavy lifting all the time because of the fact that it's between two services. If you have something that you particularly like to study, either in theology or if you have a book of the Bible you'd like to delve into, let me know. I'll be happy to study Bible with anybody because I have a passion for it. let's see. Next in Acts, mentions fellowship. Fellowship, to me, means caring for one another. We do that in spades, both within our own group of people here, but also in the community. We donate to HAM, to CYC, we serve at the Lord of the Streets, we provide for schools, we provide for all sorts of things. Whenever we hear of a need, this church steps up and meets that need. So I'm ever thankful for that about you all. But there are some times when we call them pastoral needs because of the whole Good Shepherd image, when a pastoral need might get missed. When somebody's not in church and we don't call them. So if you notice people are not here, check up on them. See if they're just gone on vacation or if there's really something that we can help with or that I can help with. For some reason, some people don't want to call me. I don't think I'm intimidating, but maybe I am. So if you hear of somebody that I should call, please let me know. But we always want to come together to take care of each other, to celebrate together, to comfort and mourn together. Together we make a flock. Alone we are lost sheep. Keeping the Eucharist is mentioned next in Acts. I don't need to tell you who are here the power the Eucharist has to sustain and empower us for the work God would have us do. All I ask is that those Sunday mornings, when the weather is bad and your bed is cozy, that you remember that when you are here, you have the opportunity to be one with Christ as he dwells in us and we in him. Finally, we can continue to pray. There are more ways to pray than can be listed. Find a way to talk to God that works for you. It can be as simple as Anne Lamott's three words when she can't think of what to pray. She prays, help, thanks, or wow. It can be as formal as reading prayers from the Book of Common Prayer. It may be just finding a way simply to make a place for God in your heart and in your mind. I'll end this sermon with a story of what happened to me on my retreat the week before last. Now, I have a very active prayer life, active being the most important word. I'm a doer, I'm an achiever, and I have a running conversation with God almost every hour that I'm awake. I will at some point have some communication with God. However, I have difficulty slowing down. Just being is and not doing is incredibly hard for me. So I signed up for this clergy retreat, hoping that by putting myself in a place where there is nothing that I had to do, I could actually still myself and be in the presence of God. And lo and behold, I found what works for me. Knowing my ever-racing mind, I took with me a glorified coloring book full of mandalas, which are fancy designs. One afternoon, I found a picnic table at Camp Allen and sat down and began to select colored pencils to color in a mandala. It took me about an hour and 40 minutes to complete it. But in that time, I was able to just let go and let my mind drift. And it was the most remarkable time with God. I gained insights into myself and into my call. I felt such a connection with God. Just like when I was studying voice, the moment I relaxed and stopped trying so hard, I was able to reach a new depth of experience. Does this resound with any of you? Please learn from my experience. You don't have to try hard to have a fulfilling prayer life. Just make room for God to work in you. Finally, Acts says, day by day they spent much time together in the temple. They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all people. May we also have glad and generous hearts, and may we forever praise God, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen.